shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an astonishing admission from Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of my least favorite members of Congress, Republican, stripped of her committee memberships, not chairmanships. Heck no, she's in the minority, never be a chairman of anything. Memberships. She is a ghost ship sailing through the halls of Congress with nothing to do. She's not on a single committee. There was a vote in the House of Representatives, and the majority of them voted to throw her out. We don't want her. They didn't throw her out of Congress. Congress has the power to do it. I'm a little leery of that power. I've always been of the view that only voters should throw people out, not Congress. Back in the, there's a guy named Julian Bond in the Georgia legislature back 50 years ago. And they wouldn't seat him because he was opposed to the Vietnam War. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court and they ordered him reinstated. They said a legislature does not have the power to exclude anybody because of their political views, that's up to the voters. So I personally don't favor Congress throwing out any congressman. I think what you do is you go campaign against them in their district and point out what they've done. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one that had advocated the assassination of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of Barack Obama, of Hillary Clinton. She is a full frontal QAnon, said that the forest fires and the terrible fires in California were deliberately set by somebody up in the sky with a laser. She's crackers. She's bat feathers crazy. Bat feathers crazy. Anyway, she has signed on to every crazy thing that Trump has said. She even went down with Matt Gaetz, and the two of them did a tag team. They did a tag team at Cyber Ninja in Arizona, saying how good Cyber Ninja was, and thank God they were getting at the fraud and all that. She's fraud on the hoof. But in any event, she came out with a strange statement for somebody who is a Trump cultist. Yesterday, she said, actually in the last couple of days, she said, Trump will not be reinstated into the presidency in August. Well, you might say, duh, no kidding. Why would she say that? Because some of the extreme Trump cultists have said that they've had a vision that he is going to be reinstated somehow. By who? The U.S. Supreme Court? They can't do it. I mean, into the presidency in spite of a popular election where Biden beat him by 7 million popular votes and more than 30 electoral votes. And this fellow Lindell, remember the MyPillow guy with the mustache? He is bat feathers crazy too. And he's the one that first started this, saying that Trump would be reinstated in August. He had a vision and that got picked up. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, for once, said something that is true. She said Trump will not be reinstated in August. You know, it kind of pains me to have to even talk about this because she has no committee assignments. She has no respect in the Congress. She shouldn't be in Congress. That district of hers in Georgia, Northwest Georgia, has got to be, the folks there got to need a serious talking to. She had a primary opponent in her first race. It was a guy who is a medical doctor, and his sin was that he was sort of a quiet, self-effacing guy, you know, honest, although very conservative, maybe more conservative than she is. And they wanted some glitz, some glamour, and she went around and gave it to him. These people have got to come real here. But in any event, she's in Congress with no committee assignments. But the reason why it's important is that she is the chief conspirator, one of the chief conspirators for Donald Trump on anything. And even she gagged, and she's not stupid enough to say he's going to be reinstated in August for a simple reason, because he ain't going to be. And when he ain't reinstated, you have an egg on your face. And she realized that. She's quite sly and cunning. She realized it, and she hedged it. She blew the whistle in advance to make herself look as smart as a tree full of owls. So that's what you have out of her. She's sly and crafty enough to at least cover her bases. At least one conspirator has refused to drink the Kool-Aid. a conspirator who has not refused to drink the Kool-Aid and who has drunk a lot of the Kool-Aid is Rudy Giuliani. And there are now revelations in a new book about the opinion that Trump had of Giuliani, Rudolph Giuliani, and the opinion of Trump aides towards Rudy Giuliani. In this new book coming out, Trump told aides and people, and it's corroborated by more than one person, that, quote, Giuliani drinks too much. He's a loose cannon. He says a lot of, is a four-letter word beginning with S. Okay, says a lot of S. Drinks too much, loose cannon, says a lot of S. Oh, by the way, he's my lawyer. Oh, by the way, he's my lawyer. And he's going to represent me in Ukraine, and he's going to represent me, what, in the Congress? A guy who's a loose cannon, drinks too much, and says a lot of S. Are you kidding me? That's what he said. And he still stuck with Giuliani, probably because he couldn't get another lawyer who was at all high profile. Some of the biggest and most skillful firms in Washington and New York, law firms, killers, I wouldn't represent him. And it's not because of what he stood for. They didn't care. They've represented organized crime, some of these people. It is because of two things. One, they didn't think they'd be paid. Giuliani sent Trump a bill for his work, and Trump said, I'm annoyed that you want to be paid. Trump stiffs people. He stiffs workers at his resorts, stiffs suppliers. Some poor guy went out and ordered a couple hundred grand worth of pianos for his hotel rooms in the lobby areas. When it came, Trump installed them and wouldn't pay. And the guy said, I'll sue. He said, go ahead. The attorney's fees will kill you. I'll tell you what, I'll give you half the money. The guy said, wait a minute. I'll waive my profit. Just give me back what I spent. Drop dead. I'll give you half the price. Okay, I'll sue you. Go ahead. The other half, the attorney's fees you'll pay to sue me are more than the other half. And the guy had to eat half the pianos. Okay. So these law firms aren't stupid. They go, the guy isn't going to pay us. If we sue him, he'll say we committed malpractice. So they wouldn't do it. And the second reason they wouldn't do it is because Trump would not listen to advice. They knew it. You know, the client is in charge. The client is in charge. But the fact is, a good client at least listens to the lawyer and frequently follows the advice. And they knew that Trump would say, drop dead and do a stupid thing, make them look bad and not pay him. That's why he stuck with Giuliani. And Trump's aides, what they said about Giuliani, according to the book, is this. He's, quote, always buzzed. He's in the mumble tank and he's senile. So here you have Trump and his aides saying that he drinks too much. He's a loose cannon, says a lot of S. He's always buzzed, in the mumble tank, and senile. And that's their lawyer in Ukraine. That's their lawyer with the Ukrainian people who are in the service of the Russians, criminals. That was their lawyer, not just in Ukraine, in the Congress, talking about it, going around the country, spreading conspiracy lies. And the only reason that Trump put up with it, and therefore his aides put up with it, because his aides had to obey Trump, is because any decent law firm knew that they wouldn't be paid, knew that he'd blow off their advice, say something stupid, at the end accuse them of malpractice as the excuse for not paying, and they'd leave them in the dust the way he left the piano man. The piano man, poor guy, provided the pianos. You know, he stiffs people. He does not pay his bills. So that is what occurred. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Love is true. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you mind. It ain't your time to kill. And I quit on my thumb. Real nervous about the show is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Mr. Rankin's is great balls of fire.